cash mob is where you pick one local business and you invite a bunch of people to go, you know, kind of like you thought of a flash mob before, where everybody shows up at the same time. But instead of dancing, what you do is you bring $20 that you're ready to spend. And what we're doing is we're starting off with Nightbird books. So you're supposed to go in, pick a book, pick anything in the store that you would like to purchase, make that purchase, and then also while you're there, meet three people.
A lot of people are just really concerned with the economy now, but nobody feels like they know what to do to help. So this is just, it's really such a simple idea and project, and it's a way that anybody can get involved. And our motto is nurture your community. We each do a little, we all do a lot.
Where did the idea come from?
I read about it in Business Times late in January. Some groups in Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo, New York had started doing this late in 2011. And I read about it, and I thought Fayetteville was a perfect fit for it because Fayetteville has such a strong community spirit, and we have such a strong group of local businesses. So I posted a link to the blog about it and the article on my Facebook page. And then I mentioned it to Caitlin the next day on Facebook, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Something that I think is really great about the cash mob is, I heard about it through her, but this is a way for us to go to a local business and for us to say thank you. Just once we're going to all come and meet at your local business that you have been helping this community so much with to keep our community diverse and to keep this a good, vibrant place to be. And so we're going to go and we're going to give you a boost for that month. And then the next month, we're going to do it to somebody else. And the next month, we're going to do it to somebody else. And each time, we're just saying to that business owner, thank you so much for helping us be strong.
So how do you plan a cash mob?
Basically, you want to utilize social media is the easiest way to do it, Twitter, Facebook, things like that. You always want to make sure you get the business owner on board with it. You don't want to just show up someplace and have them feel like, I wasn't prepared for this, I don't have enough staff here, and the people that participated to feel like they had a less than fun experience. So first of all, you're going to identify your business, and you're going to talk to the business owner and make sure that they're okay with it. Other considerations are parking. You want to make sure it's a business that has items that appeal to men and women both. You don't want it to be such a narrow niche that people would be like, oh, gee, I showed up here with $20, and there's nothing I want to buy here. You know, you don't want them to feel like that about it. Some groups are doing it that it's completely a surprise to the participants. They don't know anything other than where to meet, and then they find out where to go. Others are releasing the date a day or a week before the event. They're releasing what the business is. What we did was we started our Facebook page, and we said that when we got 200 people liking our Facebook page, we would announce where the cash mob was going to be, and we thought that would give us like through the weekend or something, and instead within 19 hours we had 200 likes on our Facebook page.
We thought it would last more than that, like through the weekend. We thought it would take a week or two to get to that many people, but it just snowballed, and so we announced it. We didn't want to go back on our words.
Right. Felt like, well, we can't roll it back. Never mind
400.
Well, that's a good thing. So tell me, how does it benefit the shop that you'll be mobbing, and how does it benefit the people who will be participating?
It benefits the shop because they will get a boost in sales for that day. So the idea is that if everybody comes in and purchases something, then not only are you taking a book with you, but you're also, if a bunch of people come in and purchase something at one time, that just boosts their sales for that month or for that day. How it's supposed to benefit the community is not only to realize that you are giving back and it gives them a reason and a place to say thank you and to give back, but also we want people to go in there and meet three other people. while they're there, three people that you don't know, and introduce yourselves and to build a stronger community that way as well.
I think also a lot of times we have so many of these little businesses that people, when you mention something like Nightbird Books or Heartwood Gallery or something like that, oftentimes you'll hear people say, oh, yeah, I've heard of that place. I've seen it driving by. I've never stopped in there. If you give them an event like this, it gives them a very specific reason to go in. Hmm. They'll go in that day. They'll spend their $20. They'll see what a unique, neat place it is. And then maybe 2 or 3 months down the road, they've got somebody in their office that they need a gift for. And they think, oh, when I went to that cash mob thing at Nightbird Books, I saw this journal that would be perfect for Joe. So I think that it will also, in time, build new customer bases for these businesses that, you know, people will think and go back.
So people who want to participate in this cash mob, what should they know? What are the requirements of participating in this cash mob that's happening this weekend?
There's really just three basic requirements. Come to Nightbird Books sometime between 2 and 4:30 on Sunday, February 26th. Plan on spending $20. Plan on meeting three people that you don't already know. And have fun.
And there's a gathering afterwards?
Yes.
Yes, there is going to be a BHK Cafe that shares the same space as Nightbird is going to be throwing a, we call it the after mob. So it's the after party for the cash mob. And there's going to be specials going on there, and we're going to have Boulevard Beer for $2.50 and local tacos for $2.50. So it's just going to be a great way for us to all, after we give to Nightbird Books, to come together and celebrate our success.
That sounds like fun. Thank you so much, Sally and Caitlin.
Thank you.